This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good evening and welcome to your Monday night edition of The Informer on Joy 94.9. My name is Emma Arnold and I'll be your host this evening along with my co-host Stephanie McLean. Steph, how are you this evening?
I'm great, thanks Em. I'm getting pretty excited about the upcoming election this weekend, being a bit of an election geek and all.
Yeah, well, with less than 2 weeks away from the big date, the federal election on July 2nd, we're trying to get across as much party info as we can to make sure you know exactly who you're voting for this Saturday. Following on from last week's show, we're looking closely at the seat of Batman in Melbourne's north. Last week, we spoke to Batman candidates Catelyn Evans from the Animal Justice Party and Joel Murray from the Australian Sex Party. And this week, we'll be chatting with four more candidates from the seat of Batman.
Yes, we've got a lot to cover tonight. I caught up with independent Philip Sutton and the Australian Progressives' Russell Hayward over the weekend. We'll hear what they have to offer the people of Batman shortly. Later on in the show, Emma will be chatting live with Alex Batal from the Greens, who is a clear hopeful in winning the seat of Batman in the election, going up against Labor's David Feeney. Also, Jeffrey Chikuto, candidate for the Australian Cyclist Party, will be joining Emma live on the line.
Yep, it's going to be an insightful and, of course, informative show tonight.
Indeed.
But as always, we want to hear what you have to say, so please send through an email to onair@joy.org.au, or you can text the studio on 0427-JOY-949, or you can hit us up on Facebook, The Informer, Joy, or Twitter as well. Welcome back. You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9. Now, tonight we are continuing on from last week's election show with a focus on the federal seat of Batman in Melbourne's north. Batman has been held by Labor for all but two terms since 1910, but the Greens are giving the Labor Party a run for their money this year. And according to the Longan research poll, that gives the Greens' Alex Batal 41% of the primary vote, ahead of Labor frontbencher David Feeney, who's sitting on 28%. We will be speaking with Alex a little later in the show, but before that, over the weekend, Steph caught up with the independent Philip Sutton, who stands for the not-yet-registered Save the Planet Party that focuses 100% of its campaign on climate change. Steph also caught up with Russell Hayward from the Australian Progressives, who you will hear afterwards. Here's what Philip Sutton had to say.
First of all, can you tell me a little bit about your background and the party that you're standing for?
I'm standing for Save the Planet, relatively new party, and it is concerned about exactly what its name says, which is how to protect ecological systems and humans who are dependent on the environment. And the climate issue is the lead issue that we're campaigning on at the moment.
And how are you hoping to shape the ideas of the community in Batman?
What we're doing is getting out, I guess, and talking with people about what needs to be done. Political parties that are aiming to maximise their immediate vote tend to try to soft soap some of the things that they say, which is understandable. But what we're trying to do is just to talk to people pretty directly about the threats that climate change poses and the strength of the response that you'd really need to take.
In your opinion, the current government and the main parties are not proposing enough for climate change. Is the idea that your 100% focus on climate change is to push that in a different direction?
What we really need to be doing with climate is we have to actually cool the earth down. We saw this year that, first of all, we had a spike of warming, which was just absolutely unprecedented. We got up to over 1.5 degrees warming, which was what the Paris Agreement said we absolutely should avoid. And that happened within 2 or 3 months of the actual Paris Agreement finishing. And then following that, we had massive damage, death and destruction basically on the Great Barrier Reef. Forests in Tasmania, which had 1,000-year-old trees, died for the first time in 1,000 years. So we're looking at something which is not just the normal fluctuations, but actually ecologically quite devastating. Some people say, oh, it's, you know, sad that the Great Barrier Reef's dying and, you know, these old forests, etc., but we're concerned about people. But the thing is, food supply is a critical issue for people, and the climate impact will be starting to, well, they are already starting to impact on food production, and that'll just get worse and worse and worse. It's a pretty big issue, and it's going to really destabilise our whole civilization if we don't actually get on top of the issue straight away.
You talk about getting on top of the issue, but how urgent is action such as banning new coal and gas development?
The impacts are happening now. So therefore, what we have to do has to have an effect now. We have to stop making the problem worse, so we actually should legislate to prevent any further investment in fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas, exploration, production, use, export. We also need to change other types of technology so that the types of cements that we produce, for example, will produce a very large amount of carbon dioxide. And there are alternatives. So right the way through the economy, you'd have to make these changes. And it's not something that we can afford to take 50 years to do. It's much more like, say, during World War II, when they turned the economy around in the space of literally a couple of years. That's the sort of thing that we need to be looking at.
You're not expecting to be elected in the seat of Batman, so the question of what you would do for the electorate would probably be redundant, but you are hoping to mobilise people. Would that be correct?
That's right, that's right. I mean, in a funny kind of way, we're actually sort of more asking the question, what can the 140,000 people of Batman do for the world, rather than saying, what can the world do for the 140,000 people at Batman. So it is a mobilisation requirement, and we're trying to influence the approaches taken by all the other parties. At the moment in Batman, the battle's between Labor and the Greens, and we want to try and push both those parties to take up an effective climate policy.
You do focus 100% on climate change, but just a little bit off the topic on issues of LGBTI rights. Where do you stand on a plebiscite for marriage equality?
I have been following the issue pretty closely in my family. It's of extremely direct relevance. And originally I thought it was a clever move to have a plebiscite because it meant that people would have spoken, because it's pretty clear that marriage equality would be supported. At least that's the way it seems to me at the moment, and I support it myself. But I must admit, as time's gone on and with the vote in Britain and what happened around the exit from the European Union and what happened to Joe Cox and so on, it really makes you wonder how best to handle things when various sides of the argument get agitated. So I'm beginning to start to come around to the idea that maybe a direct vote in Parliament might be the best way to go.
That's a really good point. Just one last question. What about safe schools?
Well, as somebody who's on the receiving end of a fair bit of bullying when I was a kid, I can relate to that very strongly. I think it's extremely clear that you need strong anti-bullying campaigns, and it's a critical time in kids' lives when they're trying to get through to a happy adulthood, if you like.
Absolutely. Well, that's about all we've got time for, but thank you so much for offering to come in and have a chat with us on The Informer.
No worries. Thank you very much.
If you have just tuned in to Joy 94.9, you're listening to The Informer, and I've just been speaking with Philip Sutton, an independent contesting the seat of Batman in this year's federal election on July 2nd. In the lead up to the 2016 federal election, many Australians say they are disenchanted and disengaged with the major political parties, calling for a fresh take on Australian politics. Over the weekend, I caught up with Russell Hayward, who represents the Australian Progressives and is also contesting the seat of Batman. The Australian Progressives believe the only way forward is for us to find the right leaders amongst the Australian people, leaders from all walks of life, who can come together to create the Australia of the next century.
I, like a lot of people, was very disenchanted with the Labor, Liberal, Green way of doing politics. And I was looking around and found this party that, instead of talking about policies or about their right to rule, focused on values is the first thing they talked about. Values like empathy, the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and wouldn't it be good if we had some politicians who actually understood what it was to be average, normal, everyday person and not part of a political machine. Things like equality is another one of our pillars. Ethics is something that we take very seriously. Any of our policies and any of the ways that we do politics is viewed through the lens of our core values first.
Under those core values, as you mentioned before, it's important to the Progressives to find the right leaders from all walks of life. What walk of life are you from?
Mum was a country girl, Dad was a city boy. I was brought up at Moynihan Peninsula, I think, as a bit of a compromise. But I've spent most of my adult life in the northern suburbs, in or next to the electorate of Batman. I have worked in welfare, started out as a youth worker. I've worked in a number of jobs. I've been a process worker, worked my way up the ladder. In recent couple of decades, I've been working in disability, mental health, and I have a passion for people who don't quite fit in with the rest of society, and I think that society has an obligation to take advantage of those, of what those people have to offer, and to give everyone a fair go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, mental health is something that dramatically affects the LGBTI community. LGBTI youth are among the most vulnerable when it comes to mental health issues. So when we talk about, you know, the implementation of things like the Safe Schools program, what are your thoughts on that and the importance of those programs?
I get really angry when politicians make issues like this a political issue. This is about bullying. This is about treating people equally and with respect. And I think that our educators should be making the call on how they communicate this to our kids, not politicians. We should butt the hell out.
Do you share the same sentiments for same-sex marriage?
Absolutely. I don't understand why it's anyone's business to butt into what individuals do. Our party position is, yes, we should re-change the Marriage Act back to what it was. Parliament should just do it. Stop telling us that all parliamentarians kind of, sort of, if they were allowed to have a conscience vote, would vote in favour. Just do it. As Australian Progressives, we believe every vote you should use your conscience, not just when your leader tells you to, or because you think you might get a few bigots to vote for you if you fight against something. The Parliament should resolve that. Let's not waste money on a plebiscite. Just do it.
Okay, so in contesting the seat of Batman and indeed joining the Australian Progressives, what changes would you like to see or indeed make in Australian politics?
I'd like to see Australian politics focus more on values than on political games. I'm new to this. I'm not a politician, and I'm learning as I go. The day the ballot went through, I started getting calls from other parties wanting to do little backroom preference deals, including from parties who've made a big issue about how backroom preference deals shouldn't be done. I would like to see us focus on those values. You know, stop giving preferences to somebody else because you've done a deal with them. Tell people who you think is most similar to you if you can't get in yourself. Let's start representing the people and listening to the people rather than our own self-interest. You know, your Libs are supporting the banks, Labor's supporting the unions. You follow the money trail. Liberal, Labor and Greens all get money from groups who they obviously are beholden to. As Australian Progressives, we won't accept donations from corporates or unions because we think it might compromise our ethics.
And you mentioned before your personal interest in representing people that are not well represented in mainstream society. What about Indigenous Australians?
There's too many people making decisions on behalf of Indigenous people, and it's been a great learning experience for me talking to one of our Senate candidates from New South Wales, who is a proud Indigenous man, and seeing his perspective and saying, look, come, I will introduce you to people who can tell you their stories. I can't represent everybody unless I listen to them first. Ever since the Constitution was written, we've made laws for rather than with. And I think it's about time we started making a future with Indigenous people.
What are you going to do for the people of Batman?
For a start, I'm going to listen to them. People of Batman have had Labor representatives ever since the year dot. I think that there's this attitude that the polls say that you'll always vote for my party, so I don't have to bother. I'm here to listen. I'm a resident of Batman, unlike some of the candidates. I care about where I live and about taking a voice to Canberra that will be listened to.
Thank you so much for offering to have a chat with us on The Informer.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9 with Emma Arnold and Stephanie McLean. That was Russell Hayward, candidate for the Australian Progressives, who is contesting the seat of Batman in the upcoming federal election. If you have missed anything, a podcast of today's show will be shortly on the website joy.org.au/theinformer. And if you have any questions for the Batman candidates this evening, please send through an email to onair@joy.org.au or text the studio on 0427-JOY-949. Or you can hit us up via Twitter or Facebook, The Informer Joy. But right now, I am joined on the line by Alex Patel from The Greens. Alex, welcome to The Informer.
Hi, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, just to begin, could you give our listeners an idea of the main policies you're campaigning for in the seat of Batman?
I'm running on quite a strong platform, of wide-ranging platforms, which goes from health services, the need for a 24-hour health service in the electorate, which has nearly 140,000 people, through to public education. We support the Gonski funding reforms that will be needs-based for each student. We also have a lot of public transport policies which would free up our roads, especially extending the number 11 tram, the West Preston tram, to join up with the Reservoir train station, right through to increased services for LGBTQI people in the electorate. We have one of Australia's largest populations of LGBTQI people in Batman, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. And of course, if it's important to the community, it should be important to the people representing it. Where do you stand on marriage equality and safe schools?
I am a great supporter of marriage equality. I myself come from a mixed cultural background, and in the 1950s, my parents had to overcome the anti-miscegenation laws that were in existence around Australia at that time. So for me, I understand the symbolic importance and the human rights importance of this issue. Yeah, so for me, it's always been a big issue.
Well, the seat of Batman has been held by Labor for decades. Do you think this alone speaks as a need for change? Or what exactly is it in your mind that stands as a need for Greens now over Labor?
It's true, we've been one of the safest seats for Labor over 20 years. It's time, I think, for a change, and that people are starting to realise that. So yes, I do offer a difference in the sense that I've lived and worked in our electorate for 30 years, and I've got a strong progressive track record in terms of what I've voted for in the past. And what I've stood for in the past as well.
Well, actually, just talking about the past, previously the Greens have finished second in the last two elections, and for you this is your fifth time running. In what ways have you been engaging your voters differently this year, and how exactly have you factored in young voters in your approach?
So we have actually run a very strong campaign this year. We've had hundreds of volunteers out across the electorate, that's usual. And you're right, this is my fifth candidacy in the seat. I first started running in 2001. In many ways, we're doing very similar things. So we're reaching out to people across the electorate and talking with them. I've been going out to schools, I've been going out to universities and to senior citizens clubs, which I always do. But for the first time this year, we have actually been using a scientific approach to speaking with people. So we've been going out, walking through the streets and door knocking on people's homes. We've had, you know, like sort of targets in terms of the number of people who we'd like to speak with. We've been trying to phone people as much as possible, and we certainly have had a lot more written materials out with our always comprehensive policy platform for the electorate. We've always had one, but this year, finally, we've been able to actually send addressed envelopes with information in them to each voter. In many ways, we try and reach out to all people in our electorate, but we do obviously have a strong support base amongst young people, and a lot of our volunteers are young, but a lot of them are elderly as well. So I have been going out to universities, speaking with university students, with TAFE students, with apprentices, and also with, you know, something that's new this year is we've been just advertising on Grindr over the last couple of days. So that's something that we've been doing that we've never done before.
Great. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah, no, that's actually a really interesting way of going about it. But of course, however you can reach the young people, you know. And earlier, indeed, sure. Steph did speak to Russell Hayward from the Australian Progressives. What is your response to his view that politicians from major parties like your own compromise their values so as to receive funding? I mean, is this something you consider applying to you?
I thought that was slightly disappointing comments from Russell. Yes, some unions have donated to the Greens in the past, but all of our donations go through a strict vetting process. And any donors need to comply with our charter, which is, you know, a charter that encompasses human rights, protection of the environment, and social justice. And we also declare all of our donations on our website, you know, just in very short time after those donations are cleared.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Alex, for talking to us. It's been good to hear what you have to say, and hopefully it helps some people in their decision for the upcoming election.
Thank you, Emma. It's been a pleasure.
You're on Joy 94.9, and on The Informer tonight, we're looking at the seat of Batman in light of the upcoming federal election on Saturday. And I've just been speaking with Alex Bertolo from the Greens, candidate for Batman. Up next, we are lucky enough to be joined by Jeffrey Jacuto. Jeffrey, welcome to The Informer.
Thank you very much for having me on your radio station. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Well, actually, specifically this time around, because we are looking at the upcoming election. Now, your party's vision is creating a cycling-friendly Australia. Now, could you elaborate what that entails and tell us why a cyclist party is important to our country?
Cycling is on the increase in Australia. It's more for cyclists, but also for road safety for everyone in concern. And it's just so cyclists can get along with road users, whether it's buses, trains, everyone needs to be able to use the road safely. That's what we're basically about, is making the road safer for everyone to use.
Well, as a member of the ACP and a business owner yourself, what are your main goals for the upcoming election?
More infrastructure for cyclists to make it friendly and also a lot better for everyone to be able to use a bike and families to use a bike. And that's what our main objective is about, but also to listen to the people and see what the people want in Batman.
Batman is actually a very environmental suburb, and we found when we went around asking residents what they considered the most important issue, most said climate change. To what extent is this reflected by your party?
Climate change, I mean, you sort of think about it. If we could get less cars on the road, sure, it's going to reduce the congestion and so forth like that on the roads and reduce the impact that it does have on environment. So That's what we're about as well, is just trying to get more people to actually use a bike instead of using a car. If someone lives actually close to work, we want to make it safe for them to think about, hang on, how about I go with my bike, which will reduce the impact that we have on roads, on the climate as well. Even kids going to school, if parents would feel safe for their kids going to school as well, well, it saves so many cars during those peak times on the road where there's enough congestion on the roads that it is now. So if we can reduce that traffic congestion, that'll be great. And then the impact on the environment, well, we know what cars have the impact on the environment, so that'll be great for all.
Yeah, sort of a cause and effect thing. Where do you stand on issues that are a priority for the LGBT community, such as marriage equality and safe schools?
Well, everyone's entitled to equal rights. It's just the way we are in Australia, I guess, so everyone should have equal rights. And as if you look into marriage and so forth, I mean, people are in love, you know, they should have the right to marriage. That's what I believe. And safer schools, of course, we all should have safer schools. You should be able to send your kids to school regardless and feel safe that your child is school and they're being looked after at school.
Yeah, absolutely. And on your party side, it says that if every adult cyclist, so all 3.6 million weekly cyclists and 5.6 million occasional cyclists, voted number one for the ACP, then the party would hold several seats in the federal and state senates. Now, that's pretty impressive to consider, but what value do you think your party also holds for those who do not cycle?
We all want better conditions. We all want better roads. We all want better transport. We want better infrastructure. And that's what we're about as well. We are a cyclist party, but we want better infrastructure for everyone that uses the road. Transport. Trains aren't running on time. They're always running late. Trains are cancelled. I mean, overseas, you don't hear about it as much, especially like Japan with the train system that they've got over there. It's actually fantastic. Everything runs on time, runs like clockwork. We're just about trying to get people to think twice about getting in a car and, you know, using the bike.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, and hopefully that's given more of an insight into your party for our listeners. And thank you so much for sharing your views as well on marriage equality. It means a lot.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for your time. Bye.
A big thank you to all our Batman candidates and guests tonight, Philip Sutton, Russell Hayward, Alex Bertolo, and that was just Jerry Jacuto. Good luck to all of you this Saturday. Our invite was extended to all candidates for the seat of Batman this week. However, we're still yet to hear from some of the candidates. The Informer will be back again tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Up next is Outtakes with Daniel and Alan. I'm Emma Arnold.
And I'm Stephanie McLean. Happy voting, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.